Let us make an effort to understand God's divine actions. The divine actions of God are creation of the new world of total peace and happiness, sustenance of that new world, and destruction of the sorrowful old world. This is why He is called Trinity. These divine actions are beyond the reach of any great human being. His most powerful task is to liberate souls from the bondage of vices and to plant the sapling of the new world. Let us understand the meaning of creation. God neither creates a world out of nothing nor destroys it into nothing. He does not create different things, objects, or anybody. The world has always been in existence. It has been there since eternity and continues to be eternal. He is the one who establishes a new world, heaven on earth, where there is one religion, one kingdom. That is why He is called Heavenly God the Father. God only transforms the old world into a new one. God establishes a world of complete peace, happiness, prosperity, and abundance. It is called heaven or paradise. Everyone in this world is complete with all virtues and qualities. People who live there are also human beings, but with divine qualities, hence worthy of being called deities. It is God who is the sustainer of the paradise. The virtues that human beings have inherited from God sustain the new world for a long period of time. The world was at its elevated best. However, as is the nature's law, anything that is new does become old with time and ultimately ceases to exist. In that form, after which it takes another form, there is decline in the status of human beings for sure. There is degeneration. A time comes when pain and suffering, sorrow and peacelessness become so intolerable that most people develop an aversion towards the old world. We are witness to some of the most heinous crimes being committed, for which there has to be an end. Disappointment, disillusionment, and distaste towards the present old world of misery and suffering leads ultimately to its destruction prior to its transformation and re-establishment as a new world order. The process of transformation is very interesting. World transformation begins with self-transformation. The transformation in the self starts with the transformation in one's thinking. It then continues with transformation in attitude, mindset, activities, and lifestyle, which have to become divine. It is akin to demolishing an old house and building a new one in its place. The outer world is, after all, a manifestation of the inner world. As are the thoughts, so are the vibrations. Subtle positive vibrations from the transforming souls keep transforming the world. Thus, when soul transforms, the world gets transformed. Ultimately, the present world gets transformed into a new one. This is the meaning of destruction and creation, more precisely, transformation.